It's 16 degrees and partly cloudy at noon. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Joey Karen. A stovetop fire broke out yesterday evening at Ilgen Street apartment building. The couple who owned the apartment were in the process of preparing dinner when the overheated oil ignited. No physical injuries were reported after the incident, according to Belleville firefighters who quickly arrived at the scene, only to find the extinguished grease fire and fire extinguisher dry powder throughout the apartment. The superintendent of the building was treated for the inhalation of the dry powder extinguisher chemical. Firefighters and fire prevention officers remind individuals to take care when cooking with oils and grease. In 2015, vinyl sales were at the highest since the late 80s, and with a new pricing plan set up to open in Burlington in early 2017, this nostalgic trend should continue to flourish. Local Sam the Record Man owner, Holly Destin, seems to think the trend can be attributed to parents passing down the sounds of their youth to their children.
Anyone that I think really appreciates music is into vinyl.
Younger people are starting to get into it more, not buying CDs as much. They're into the vinyl, and I think it's the parents. It has personality, it has great artwork. It's, I don't know, it's just so much better.
Lance Calabri, a 30-year Sam the Record Man customer and lifelong vinyl collector, finds that the quality of the music is what makes it a draw for music consumers.
It has a truer, sweeter sound. I think analog has a more definite sound. I mean, you can play so much with digital, and it does sound well, but if you take a digital album and play it and then listen to the analog version of it, even with the slight imperfections with analog, it has a sweeter, clearer sound.
While although vinyl may be enjoyable to collect, it is also a costly hobby. Until the Burlington plant arrives next year, records will continue to be imported from European factories and sold at a higher retail price. Provincial Liberals Pat Sorbara and Gary Lohid are set to appear in Sudbury Court after being charged with bribery under the Election Act. Sorbara, the Premier's Deputy Chief of Staff, is charged with 2 counts of bribery, while his counterpart, Lohid, faces 1 count. OPP states that the charges stem from allegations against Sorbara and Lohid, who are accused of offering a would-be candidate a job/appointment so that they would step down in the 2015 election. Sorbara is set to step aside as the Liberals Party's CEO and campaign director of 2018 if charges are laid, according to Premier Kathleen Wynne.
That has not happened yet, so if charges are laid, we'll have a shared responsibility to allow the matter to be handled in a court of law. But as I said, in 2015, if charges are laid, then Patricia Sorbara would step aside, and that will happen if and when charges are laid.
The House of Commons came to a unanimous decision yesterday to go through with the support for First Nations child welfare. This is an NDP motion. The motion calls for the Canadian government to comply with the ruling of Canadian Human Rights Tribunal by increasing the funding for child welfare services on reserves. All jurisdictions must come together immediately to repair the damage done to the Indigenous population, said Ontario Regional Chief Isidore Day. Federal underfunding and misguided provincial child welfare systems failed the First Nation children and has continued to fail them, according to Day. In Vancouver, an incident occurred yesterday at Abstortford Senior Secondary School in Vancouver, which caused the death of one student while leaving another one injured. A nearby facility is offering grief counselors to assist students in shock from the stabbing, while homicide investigators attempt to piece together the identity of the culprit. Beth Layton has the story.
It appears he's not a student at the school.
Abbotsford Police Chief Bob Rich says questions outnumber answers after the barefoot man walked into Abbotsford Senior Secondary and attacked 2 female students before surrendering to staff. At a news conference last night following the early afternoon attacks, Rich said there were few details about the suspect.
I actually have not had his name confirmed for me, and any previous dealings with him have not been brought to my attention yet.
One of the teenage victims died later in hospital, and her name and the name of the injured girl have not been released. The school's been closed indefinitely, but counselors are available for students at a nearby facility. Beth Layton, The Canadian Press, Vancouver.
A Kitchener couple, Carl and Sarina Marston, are accused of importing fentanyl products from China into the United States, then transporting them into Canada. The couple was arrested near the border near Niagara Falls, New York, last month by American authorities, following an investigation. The Marstons face conspiracy to import and export controlled substances and an attempt to export said substances. The 2 separate charges carry a maximum penalty of 20 years incarceration and a $1 million fine. The couple has pleaded not guilty to these charges. With the American presidential election a few days away, both candidates look to strengthen their grip on key battleground states. The Sunshine State of Florida seems to signal a make or break within the election, with both Clinton and Trump making stops for their closing arguments.
In Las Vegas, Clinton's stumping in a Nevada that's trended Democratic in recent years, but Arizona's gone for a Democratic presidential hopeful only once since the 50s with Clinton's husband. Her rally in Tempe comes a day after Clinton hit three stops in Florida, which is just what Trump's doing today in a Sunshine State once again shaping up as make or break.
Albert College plans to host a remembrance program titled The Lads in Their Hundreds this Friday. College alumnus David John Pike aims to strike a note to remember as the program showcases classical music pieces from names such as Gerald Finizi and Eva Gurney, with an edition of war poetry from the era presented by the Albert College youth. Pike's hopes in hosting such an auspicious event in Belleville is to provide the residents an opportunity to attend an event that would normally pass by them. The concert runs from 7:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. and will be held at the College Chapel on Dundas Street West. Tickets are $25 per adult, $10 per student, and kids attend free. Refreshments will be provided by their sponsor, Tim Hortons. That's QNET News. On 91X, the time is 12:06, and sports is next.
Do you want to get where you need to go on time?
Yes!
Do you want a fast, efficient, and affordable way to get around our great city?
We want that!
Then let's hop on the bus!
Not only is Belleville Transit reliable, efficient, and safe, but by reducing the number of cars on our roads, it helps the environment. All that on 9 routes that will get you to where you need to be.
Belleville Transit, where can we take you?
I'm Joey Karen with QNET Sports. Last night, the Toronto Maple Leafs took the W home in an overtime win last night against the Edmonton Oilers. After an astonishing 44 saves from Frederick Anderson and 2 goals from Azim Kadri, the Leafs took the game 3-2. Defense shown by Kadri and his line was effective in holding back Oilers captain Connor McDavid.
Very important. I mean, you don't want him to walk all over you, and he's certainly a player to capable to do that. So, I mean, he can embarrass you when he gets time and space. So I just tried to limit that from him and, just stay on top of him as much as I could today.
The road to Game 7 has been pocked with strife, but so far both the Chicago Cubs and Cleveland Indians have survived it all. The 38th decisive World Series game is being hosted tonight. And Cleveland has more than tradition. Either the Cubs or the Indians will end their long championship drought after tonight. The game airs tonight at 8 p.m.
This is historic for our club. After 108 years of a drought, this is just historic. It's just everything's going to be really crazy if they win out on it.
A new poll shows that nearly half of Americans wish to have sports betting legalized. The biggest reason behind this fight for legalization is that most Americans say it happens anyways and increase the revenue for states. Nikki Mayo has the story.
Americans are split down the middle when it comes to betting on sports. That's according to a Public Mind poll that shows 48% of those surveyed support changing federal law to make sports betting legal throughout the country, while 39% are opposed. Among those in favor, the biggest reasons given are that people are already doing it and that legalized sports betting could result in increased revenue for the state. While opponents' top concern is fostering gambling addiction. I'm Nikki Mayo.
Loyalist Lancers men's basketball is on the road to Fleming College this Thursday night, and the Lancers volleyball squad also boards the bus this week with games against Algonquin College on Friday and La Salle the following Saturday afternoon. The Wellington Dukes host the Aurora Tigers Friday night at 7:30. The Dukes were victorious in the last two meetings between the teams in September, Wellington winning 4-3 and 6. Send us your team or league scores to our email at qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The weather in Belleville right now is a mild 16 degrees and partly cloudy. This afternoon, we are looking at a high of 17 with a low of 9 and a chance of showers beginning early this evening. It's 12:09. At 12:09, it is 17 degrees. QNET News on the air and online at qnet.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Joey Karen. Thanks for listening. News at 91X next at 1:00.